As we come back on this evening to worship God in a fashion that He is pleased with, thanking Him for all the blessings that He has given us, remembering that we need to keep Him first in our lives, for in the end, those that have been faithful will receive a crown of life. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, we began at verse 33 as we looked at these words on this morning in reference to the good and the corrupt fruit. Matthew 12, starting with verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you be an evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Remembering on this morning that we started with the mind, and I ask you to strip your minds, clear your minds out, making sure that as we get rid of all the things that will corrupt us, that we replace them with something good. We looked at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. By the renewing of your minds. By the renewing of your minds. We want to make sure that as we come to worship God, that the outside forces, the things of the world, does not distract us. Now as we worshiped on this morning, as I was preaching, you heard the sirens. They was going off. Why? Well, something happened on the corner up here. I haven't really investigated yet. But since it's across the street from me, I will know by dark. But we have to keep our minds clear of things that are going to take us away from worshiping God. We have to focus on those things that are right, and we have to make sure that as we know that we are supposed to be producing good fruit, that our mouths, in many cases, will get us in trouble. And as we talked about in the formative meeting, When I prepare my lessons, I don't prepare them with anybody in mind but self, really. Because I know that there are some things I go through in my life, some of you are going through the same things. Now we may talk about some things, you and I, and you may hear, me saying, not only you are going through these things, but somebody else is going through them too. See, everybody's mind in here is not always focused on God. Our minds tend to wander, tend to stray. And our minds are the very things that get us into trouble. Because our minds, they tell our eyes what to look at. They tell our mouths what to speak. They tell our ears what to hear. And I was talking to Anita, and I probably shouldn't have been, but I was talking to Anita as we were getting ready. I was getting ready to come up here, and I was like, look, it's 10 after, man. Woo, I got a long time to preach tonight. And I'm not going to keep you long. And Sister Linda already said, I hate it when preachers say that because they didn't keep you a long time. I'm not going to keep you long on this evening. I know some of y'all are tired. But I want you to understand something. That God has given us one mouth and two ears. He's a God that knows exactly what to do, isn't he? He created us the exact way, the exact form, the way we need to be created. We can see a lot. We have two eyes. We can hear a lot. We have two ears. We can even smell a lot because we have two nostrils or one nose with two nostrils, the passage. However that's designed. I haven't really investigated that yet. Because the only smell that we need to be worried about is our worship being a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. But our mouths, He only has given us one. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, that same that they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. You don't think anybody care about what you're saying? You think about God. He cares. He cares who you talk about. He cares how you talk about them. He said, you're going to give an account on the day of judgment. Now, I'm one of the first ones to tell you, I don't care what you say about me. Why? Because they talked about Jesus when he was on the cross. I'm not Jesus. But I don't care what you say about me. Because as children, we learn that words will never hurt us. Men talk a lot. But when the rubber meets the road, what are men going to do? The rubber that's going to meet the road is going to be on the end day, the last day. Not the day that you die, but on that last day. When you give an account of every idle word that you have spoken. Verse 37 again. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. By your words. Let's make sure that our words are pleasant. Let us make sure that our words are uplifting, edifying. Let's make sure that our words are, that they are seasoned with salt, as the Bible tells us. That we speak the right things at the right time. Let's make sure that our words are that of a servant of God. Let's make sure. Examine all your ways from head to foot. Examine all your ways from head to foot. Let us watch our mouths. Watch your mouth. We tell our children, you know, you shouldn't say those type of words. You know what our children are thinking sometimes, but they won't say it. Mom, Dad, you said those words. Why come I can't say them? Or don't talk about them. But Mom, Dad, you talk about them. Why come I can't talk about them? Let us be careful. You don't think your children are listening to you? Or you don't think that somebody else is listening to you? Keep talking. Keep talking. Our words, as the Bible says, they is what's going to justify us. Or they are what's going to condemn us on that last day. Words that you have been speaking, not yesterday, but the words that you've been speaking today. Or are they something that's going to justify you into getting into the kingdom? Or is it going to be something that's going to condemn you into being cast into the lake which burns with fire? Do we stop to think about what we're going to say before we say it? Or we just say the first thing that comes to mind? I believe I'm going to say exactly what I want to say. I'm going to speak my tongue. I'm going to speak my mind. A lot of times, some of us, when we speak our minds, that's going to be a short sentence. Others, when we speak our minds, we're gonna try to make it as complicated as we can. No one can ever figure it out. But when we speak our minds, whether it's short or whether it's complicated, let us make sure that we speak as the oracles of God. Let us make sure that we speak the things that's going to be edifying. Let's make sure that we speak the things that's going to be uplifting. Let's make sure that we speak the things that's going to tell someone and try to get someone to convert or come away from the error of their ways. Let's make sure that we speak those things. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And I'm going to take you through this self-examination sort of quickly on this evening, and I'm just going to give you one verse from Watch Your Mouth and one verse on your ears, and then on Sunday morning, we'll go back and we'll look at three verses on each one of them. Bible's full. I just tried to pull three verses out of each one of these areas in order for us to see how we can go about examining ourselves, examining all of our ways. From head to foot. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. No corrupt communication. No corrupt communication. You know how we can keep from speaking corrupt communication? We watch the people that we hang out with. We watch the music that we listen to. We watch the things in which we're looking at on TV. We watch those things. We watch to keep away from those things. Bad people. Or those people that are trying to get you to do bad things. Bad people are the people that are trying to get you to say bad things. We need to watch. And we need to make sure that our mouth does not condemn us. But that our mouth and the words in which we speak, that they may justify us on the last day. He that hath an ear, let him hear what thus saith the Lord. How many of you really and truly enjoy listening to God's word? A lot of people say, you know, some preachers don't ever like to sit down and listen to another preacher. Oh, I'm not that type of preacher. I don't mind listening to another preacher preach God's word. And some of you, you may do what I do. If there's a preacher preaching and you don't like what he said, which is the word of God, you just don't like the way he's saying it or the illustration that he's given. This is what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to just listen to the word of God. And I want you to take something away from what God has said, forget about the man, and let's think about what God has said, because when he talks about he that has ears, let him hear what thus said the Lord, it's all about God. Two ears, let us listen. Some are hard of hearing, some, you know, they can hear real well. That's why sometimes you hear me maybe speaking a little bit louder than you hear me at other times, but you hear me speaking a little bit softer. The important thing is that we're listening to the Word of God. And we understand that when the Word of God is being proclaimed, that we need to give an ear to it and we need to abide by it, for it's by His words, not our words, by His words, or the Word, that we're going to be judged. Now, our words are going to be, that's what we're going to be justified by or condemned by, but by His Word. We're going to be judged by His word. So let us hear what thus said the Lord. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19. James, chapter 1, verse 19. We are quick to give our ear to gossip. To hear something that someone has done. And as we hear those things that this person has done, not only do we hear these things, but we're ready to go out and spread them to someone else. But look what James says, reference to the word of God as you hear it. Because I know that when I forget what the morning subject was, many of you forget the same way. But don't even worry about the subject or the topic. Just worry about the word. Worry about the word. It says in James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Let they may be swift to hear. Why? The reason is this. It's because the Bible tells us not only are we to be hearers of the word, but we're to be doers of the word. I have a conversation with people from time to time in reference to the difference between listening and hearing. You know, there's people tell you all the time, I was listening to what you were saying, and I would say, well, did you hear what I said? That's what we tell our children when our children were coming up, Anita and I, did you hear what I said? And what we meant for them is, why are you not doing what we have told you to do? Same with God's word. God wants to know, are we hearing what he said? Hearers, and not only hearers, but doers. If we're not doing anything with what we're hearing, it's not doing us any good to listen, is it? It's not. So we need to give an ear to God's word. We need to go back, look at our minds, train our minds to fitting the purpose in which God has created us. Be ye holy because he is holy. If you love me, Jesus says, you'll keep my commandments. Well, how are you going to know what his commandments are if you're not listening? How are you going to know what those people did over here if you're not looking? How are you going to know, or how is anyone else going to know about his word if you're not speaking it? You understand where I'm going with this? That as our minds are stripped, we need to make sure that we're formulating them now how God would have them. Our minds. That we may see the things that are right. That we may hear the things that are right, and that we may speak the things that are right. This is important to God. That is why he created the body the way he created it. In order for it to function. And if our body is functioning the way it is supposed to function, and we're staying in his word and doing the things that we're supposed to do, the church will function the way it is supposed to function. But you know who it starts with? Starts with self. Without you, there wouldn't be a congregation, would it? No. So we have to look at self, and we have to examine to make sure that we're in the faith. If you're here on this evening, your life is not what God wanted to be. Your life is just upside down. Your minds are out in outer space somewhere. And so that's where you're looking. That's where you're focused. And you're hearing all of these sounds that are foreign to you. And as you are hearing these sounds that are foreign to you, because that's again where you're gazing out into outer space, you mess around and fall asleep, and you wake up and you're speaking something that no one can understand. You see all four of those areas again? The mind, the eyes, the ears, and the mouth. We have to formulate those things to God's word. And if we would formulate them to God's word, you can rest assured that God's going to take care of you. You can rest assured that when you put him first, that, hey, your thinking is always on track. The things you're looking at are pleasing to you, not to the point of you sinning, but pleasing to you in order to keep walking the way God wants you to walk. And you're going to continue to give an ear to his word, and you're going to continue not only to hear his word, but you're going to speak his word. Why? Because you're living his word. You're living his word. It's from your head to your feet that you need to serve God. And if you're not serving him in a manner that he's pleased with, we're asking you on this evening to change. If you're not a Christian, you want to become one. Your opportunity right now to come and to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to have your sins washed away, coming in contact with the blood of the Lamb. Add it to the Lord's church, the Bible says in Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people. The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Maybe you're here and you're straight away from the fold and you're ready to come back. Because you're renewing your mind. And you're ready to focus on what's right. You're ready to hear what's right. You're ready to speak what's right. We want you to come back tonight to confess your fault and allow us to pray for you that you may be strengthened. Maybe you're here, an alien sinner or an erring sinner. The invitation is yours to come back or come to the Lord. As we stand and sing the invitation hymn, we ask you to come.